It's the last voting of the 2022 elections. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, going on now in Georgia in a Senate runoff.
A rematch between Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker to decide who gets to go to Washington, since neither candidate won a majority in November.
I want you to create a real 911 emergency. I want you to vote like it's an emergency.
You can know you got a champion in Herschel Walker.
The stakes could have been higher, but Democrats will retain control of the Senate regardless of what happens in the Peach State. That hasn't stopped voter enthusiasm, though, with almost 2 million votes already in.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. The current Congress, with Democrats still in control of the House, may consider a bipartisan immigration reform plan being put together that could give a pathway to citizenship for some brought to the U.S. illegally as kids and shielded it under the Obama-era DACA program. Late last night, President Biden tweeted
that seniors who are covered by Medicare will see a $35 a month cap on insulin prescriptions starting January 1st. The price cap comes as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, but advocates warn that excluding millions of Americans with private health insurance and the uninsured from the price caps still leaves millions paying higher prices for insulin.
Fox's Sean Langel. Next hour, the president will leave for Arizona, where he will again tout the new law in incentivizing more high-tech manufacturing in the U.S. The power is still out for tens of thousands in Moore County, North Carolina, where businesses and schools have closed. Many have no heat. After an attack on power substations over the weekend still being repaired, Sheriff Ronnie Field says it was deliberate.
The individual that done the damage knew exactly what they were doing.
The FBI is helping find who did it. Actress Kirstie Alley has died, famous for her role on the TV show Cheers.
I mean, when Sam Malone walks into a room, I say, no, go on with my life.
Allie was 71, had cancer. America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Jury deliberations resume this morning in New York to determine if the Trump Organization is guilty of criminal tax fraud. A now-disgraced lawyer who once represented porn star Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit against former President Trump, sentenced in California.
14 years in federal prison for dodging taxes and defrauding his clients. Avenatti pleading guilty in June to 4 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of obstructing collection of federal payroll taxes from a Seattle coffee business he ran. The 51-year-old who told the court he is deeply remorseful also ordered to pay $7 million in restitution. Avenatti already serving 5 years in prison for extortion and fraud convictions in New York.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Michael Avenatti, a federal judge, orders him to serve the 14 years in this latest case after his 5-year sentence is complete. There is another allergen being put on the FDA's list.
Starting the first of the year, food products that contain sesame will have to be clearly labeled to show that. Congress passed and President Biden signed into law a bill that makes sesame the 9th major food allergen, joining milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, wheat, soybeans, peanuts, and tree nuts in that category. The Food Allergy Research Group says about 1.5 million people are allergic to sesame, but currently it's often referred to on food labels as natural flavors or natural spices, making it hard for those allergic to it to spot its presence in food. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures mixed the day after a sell-off that dragged the Dow down nearly 500 points. Well, this isn't new. A Tom Brady comeback on Monday Night Football.
Underneath, and touchdown, Rashad White!
That tied the game with 3 seconds left and the extra point won it a moment later for Tampa Bay on ESPN. Brady threw 2 late touchdown passes, rallying the Buccaneers to a 17-16 win over New Orleans. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.